Alice had been holed up in this little fishing shack along the river that had been abandoned probably 2 or 3 years, judging from the amount of spider webs and dried husk of bugs. She'd gotten the fear. The road had gotten too much for her. She knows she has to get to Prospero's to survive, but things just seem so threatening. She is on the edge of the town where the races never stop. But it is at the quiet moment of the evening with races, and the sounds are somewhat subdued. That and the constant barking of the redneck's dogs she can hear from her island home. Temporary island home. She found some fishing poles. Nets and other equipment in this place. And she's been fishing in the water and catching silverish orange fat fish that flip and palpitate as soon as she takes them out of water. And they have a savory, greasy taste and texture that she adores. She found supplies in the cabin for salting the fish, for preserving them on, so she can gather up a catch of these, and when she gets the nerve up to go back on the road, if she does, maybe she can hole up here, but she fears she's too close to civilization when she can hear the dogs and the constant cars racing 24/7 within earshot. That's not safe enough. She knows she has to go. Alice has also been keeping an eye on those feral dogs. They hunt in packs of 30 to 60. All kinds, most of them mid-sized to larger, Doberman Pinschers and Great Danes and Pit Bulls, Labradors, Black Labs especially. Strange types of dogs she's never seen before with them. They bark and howl and growl and hunt down things in a massive pack, hunting down rabbits and billy bumblers and squirrels and those little chahuta monkeys with cute little green fur with red little bristles. Hunt them down, rip them apart and eat them with their jaws, howling for blood. The night is loud sometimes with the sounds of the rednecks shooting them off their porch or rooftop. Alice also found a half-rotten bottle of liquor that she's been taking shots of with increasing frequency as she stays here. She figures when the bottle's gone, so am I, back on the road and heading for pie. The mornings are beautiful on this little island, with deer lapping at the river's lapping waters, fish jumping, but still always the sound of the engines. The races never stop. The races never stop. The races never stop.